This recording,
Bangladesh
10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Escor near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Hello, I want to talk about a special place for me. It was Kuwakata. Last June, I visited there with some of my friends. Kuwakata, locally known as Sagarkonna, meaning daughter of the sea, is a rare scenic spot located on the southernmost tip of Bangladesh. Kuwakata in Latachapli Union under Kolapara Police Station of Potuakhali District is about 30 km in length and 6th in breadth. It is 70 km from Potuakhali District Headquarters and 320 km from Dhaka City. An excellent combination of the picturesque natural beauty, sandy beaches, blue sky, and the shimmering expanse of water of the Bay of Bengal and the evergreen forest makes Kuwakata a must-shot after tourist destination. The name Kuwakata takes its origin from the story of a kuwa, or well dug on the seashore by the early Rakhine settlers for collecting drinking water. The Rakhines had landed on Kuwakata coast After being expelled from Arakan by the Mughals. Following the first well, it became a tradition to dig wells in the neighborhood of Rakhine homesteads for fresh water supply. Kuakata is one of the unique spots which allow a visitor to watch both the sunrise and the sunset from the beach. That perhaps makes Kuakata one of the world's most attractive beaches. গ্রামের কয়েকজন ছেলে মেয়ে ছেলেপেলে মিলে গ্রামের ভেঙে যাওয়া রাস্তাটি সংস্কারের উদ্যোগ নিয়েছে। সেখানে আছে নাসিম, নাইম, রিফাত, ফারদিন। এরা কজন আজ কদিন খুব চেষ্টা করেছে যে রাস্তাটা ঠিক করবে, কিন্তু কিছুতেই পেরে উঠতেছিল না। তাই তাদের বড় একজন কাকাকে ডেকে নিয়ে এরা এই কাজটা করার একটা চেষ্টা করল। কাকাকে বলার সাথে সাথে কাকা রাজি হয়ে গেল এবং তিনি তাদেরকে সঙ্গ দিলেন।